Welcome to the Masthead for September 2023. Brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute, all rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. In this issue, September 2023, World Maritime University students visit SCI, New York. CME helps streamline Canadian Container Terminal study. SCI participates in milestone boat christening ceremony. SCI hosts Safe Talk, Suicide Prevention Clinic in Paducah. Being ready for the future of seafarer welfare. SCI tours Inland Mariner Training Center in Europe. Thank you to our corporate sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, Trinity Church, Wall Street, the American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, MSC, Moran, Tote, and Seward and Kissel, LLP. Learn more about corporate sponsorship. World Maritime University students visit SCI, New York. On August 29th, the Siemens Church Institute welcomed 15 master's students enrolled in the Maritime Law and Policy Program at the World Maritime University in Malmo, Sweden. The students represented 12 countries: Mozambique, Ecuador, India, Namibia, Philippines, Georgia, Ukraine, Japan, Thailand, Maldives, Vietnam, and Guyana. All are involved in the maritime administrations or coast guards of their countries. The 2023 Summer Field Study segment of the program also included visits and briefings from U.S. Coast Guard Sector New York, the American P&I Club, the United Nations, SUNY Maritime College, the U.S. Maritime Law Association, and others in order to witness U.S. maritime governance and advocacy in action. Our thanks to Trinity Church, Wall Street, for graciously hosting the meeting between SCI and the WM students. Representing SCI were Douglas Stevenson, Esquire, Director Emeritus of SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy, Dr. Naomi Walker, Manager of Special Projects, and the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, President and Executive Director. A special thank you to Captain Jennifer Ketchum, Ph.D., Captain U.S. Coast Guard retired, for coordinating WMU's visit to SCI. 23rd Annual Riverbell Awards Luncheon, December 7, 2023, Paducah, Kentucky. Save the date. The Siemens Church Institute is pleased to announce that our 23rd Annual Riverbell Awards Luncheon will be held on Thursday, December 7, 2023, at the Paducah McCracken County Convention and Expo Center from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We hope that you'll be able to join us as we celebrate the maritime industry. For more information or to reserve your spot, please get in touch with riverbell@siemenschurch.org or 202-719-8057. CME helps streamline Canadian Container Terminal study. Center for Maritime Education, Siemens Church Institute. When the Maritime Simulation and Research Center, MSRC, in Quebec City, Canada, was tasked with improving a simulation study to assess the vessel maneuverability and safety of the proposed Contrecoeur container terminal, which will be located northeast of Montreal on the St. Lawrence River, they enlisted the Siemens Church Institute's Center for Maritime Education, CME, to assist in managing the data and final report. CME offered a tailored solution to support this feasibility study in the following ways. We simplified data collection and reporting by providing an electronic platform for participants, including pilots and tug captains, to submit survey data after each of the multiple runs conducted under varying conditions. This streamlined process enabled the project team to gather and report on operational and safety limits efficiently. We compiled crucial elements of the final study report, including an appendix that detailed the specifics of each run. Utilizing the program developed by CME, the project team integrated pictures taken during each run with the corresponding survey data. For instance, in this Contrecoeur study involving 26 runs and 225 pictures, our program generated a 417-page document, completing the task in a matter of hours instead of the usual 3 to 4 days. At CME, ensuring mariner safety takes precedence, and our commitment to delivering innovative and customized data solutions to maritime training organizations, saving them time and resources is an integral part of our mission. The Center for Maritime Education is always ready to offer assistance. For more information about the range of maritime training and feasibility study services we provide, please contact us at cme@seamanschurch.org or call 713-674-1236. SCI participates in Milestone Boat Christening Ceremony. Last month in Houston, Texas, the Seamen's Church Institute, SCI, had the privilege of participating in the christening ceremony of Kirby Corporation's latest vessel, MV Green Diamond. This vessel marks a significant milestone as the first U.S. hybrid electric inland towboat and is set to operate under a 3-year contract with Shell. SCI sent a delegation consisting of the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, President and Executive Director, shown in the photograph alongside the vessel sponsor, Taylor Dickinson, Senior River Chaplain Tom Rhodes, Chaplain Associate Jonathan Seeger, and Captain Stephen Polk, Director of the Center for Maritime Education. Kirby Corporation has been a steadfast supporter of SCI's mission for over 25 years, encompassing maritime training, mariner advocacy, and pastoral care and support for mariners. SCI will always celebrate innovations that make the lives of mariners and citizens better. SCI's President and Executive Director Mark Nesselhut, along with Chaplain Tom Rhodes and Chaplain Associate Jonathan Seeger, were proud to have been there at Kirby Corporation's request to christen and help launch MV Green Diamond. If you have the ability to view the webpage, check out the commemorative Kirby Video 2023 Mountain Challenge, the Philanthropy Challenge. Support teams in the SCI Mountain Challenge. This fall, from September 28th to October 1st, 2023, SCI will host its biennial Mountain Challenge. Teams of 3 competitors will push their physical limits in support of mariners who often face extreme conditions and isolation. On a race course that includes hiking, paddling, and obstacle elements at Mount Snow. Please support our competitors in the Philanthropy Challenge. Teams are actively fundraising to meet their goal of $3,000 per team, which will support SCI's mission. Funds raised will count towards overall team rankings and awards. Support Mountain Challenge teams here. Thank you to our 2023 lead event sponsor, Cargill. Thank you to our 2023 peak sponsor, McAllister. And thank you to our 2023 fueling station and breakfast sponsor, UBS. SCI hosts Safe Talk Suicide Prevention Clinic in Paducah. The Seamen's Church Institute, SCI, is pleased to offer a Safe Talk Suicide Prevention training course on the morning of Thursday, October 26th, hosted by Chaplain David Shirk at the SCI building on 129 South Water Street, Paducah, Kentucky. Safe Talk is a half-day training program, about 4 hours, designed to raise awareness and equip individuals with the necessary skills to identify and help people who may be having thoughts of suicide. More information and registration can be found in the Waterways Journal or on the SCI website. Center for Mariner Advocacy, the Seamen's Church Institute, being ready for the future of seafarer welfare. In the ever-evolving world of maritime ministry and seafarer welfare, staying informed and legally aware is crucial for chaplains and those dedicated to supporting the well-being of seafarers. Phil Shifflin, Esquire, Director of the Seamen's Church Institute Center for Mariner Advocacy, recently addressed chaplains and other seafarer welfare workers at the North American Maritime Ministry Association Conference in Seattle, Washington. His recommendation shed light on the current legal landscape as it pertains to the future of seafarer welfare. 1. Cultivate relationships with port leadership. One of the first pieces of advice Shifflin emphasized was the importance of establishing relationships with the Coast Guard sector commanders and Customs and Border Protection CBP officers in your port before issues arise. These connections can be invaluable when dealing with various challenges that seafarers may encounter during their time in port helping ensure a smoother resolution of issues and crises. 2. Understand the current state of the Maritime Labor Convention 2006. The Maritime Labor Convention 2006, MLC 2006, is broad and complex and serves as a cornerstone in protecting the rights and well-being of seafarers worldwide. Shifflin stressed the need for chaplains and welfare workers to be familiar with it. This understanding will prepare chaplains and support workers for better advocacy on behalf of seafarers, helping to ensure that they receive the protections and support they are entitled to under this international treaty. FAQs, more information about MLC 2006. 3. Familiarize yourself with current and coming updates to SASH laws. Sexual assault and sexual harassment, SASH, are issues of utmost concern within the maritime industry. Shifflin urged the audience to become familiar with current SASH guidance, understand how to respond to incidents, and know the procedures for reporting such cases when visiting ships. Being prepared to provide support and guidance to seafarers facing these sensitive issues is crucial for their safety and well-being. To delve deeper into these essential topics, Shifflin's comprehensive presentation can be viewed in its entirety if you have access to the web issue of Masthead for September 2009. SCI tours Inland Mariner Training Center in Europe. In mid-September, SCI's President and Executive Director, Mark Nesselhut, visited the Antwerp Maritime Academy's Inland Mariner Training Facility. De Vlaamse Waterweg, Flemish Waterways, in Wildebroek, Belgium. Training for Belgian and other European river and canal mariners is overseen by Managing Director Philip de Gau, whom Mark and his SCI colleagues met during the 2022 Kongsberg Digital User Meeting in Horten, Norway. With the recent upgrade in operating systems to KSIM, many training facilities using Kongsberg simulators have collaborated in sharing data on best practices and optimization of the new system. Recently, SCI worked closely with peer training centers in Canada and Panama on engineering projects and studies. Join us in supporting mariners and seafarers. Your donations make a difference. From the SCI archives, on this day in 1957, the four-masted bark, Pamir, met a tragic fate off the Azores, with only six survivors emerging from the wreckage. Pamir, a notable member of the Flying P Liners fleet, which also included the former NYC museum ship Peking, holds the distinction of being the final sailing vessel to successfully navigate Cape Horn while carrying commercial cargo. This accomplishment took place during the concluding installment of the Great Grain Races, a series of informal competitions among sailing ships transporting grain from South Australian grain ports to the UK, spanning from 1921 to 1949. In 1932, a contributor to the Seamen's Church Institute, SCI, Charles Golden, captured a remarkable photograph in the midst of winter at Cape Horn. The photo was taken aboard the grain racer, Grace Hawar, and it would later grace the cover of the January 1933 issue of the Lookout magazine. SCI's corporate sponsors. Sustaining sponsors: American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Barge Company, Trinity Church, Wall Street. Supporting sponsors: American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby Corporation, McAllister Towing and Transportation Company, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran Towing Corporation, Tote Group, and in-kind sponsor Seward and Kissel LLP. The Seamen's Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please contact us at the Seamen's Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York 10004, or sci@seamenschurch.org. This has been The Masthead for September 2023, brought to you by the Seamen's Church Institute. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. See you next month.